Okay, today's shiur is Arachin Daf Yud Aleph, and today's shiur is sponsored by Refuah Shleima, Rafal Menachem Bas Shendel Rivka, B'toch Sharach Al Yisrael. Although Limud HaTorah should be Refuah Shleima to Rafal Menachem Bas Shendel Rivka. Thank you very much for the sponsorship. And now we continue on Daf Yud Aleph. As we go on Daf Yud Mabez towards the bottom, we have Tni. Tni. So what are we talking about here? If you remember, we're talking about Hallel. That's how we got into the whole discussion, which Brother Shem will get back to today as well. And then we spoke about the different musical instruments that were played in the Mikdash and how many there were of each one, the Abuv and the Chalil, and the different items that were there. Were there two of them? Were there gold and the copper? And all the related discussions. Okay, so let us get up to go into where we are up to. Tani, that's six lines from the bottom. Tani, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Shiluach Hayim Makalech Mayim B'Kiisar. The Shiluach, as in the Mea Shiloach, the water used to go through a certain opening. Kiisar, the size of an isar, the size of a little coin. The Mayan, Tziva HaMelech, a certain king at some point, we don't know who this was, commanded, V'rchivu, they made it bigger, Kedesh Yisrabu Meimav. There are other Gemaras that talk about how Lasa Lavo is going to be, a lot of water, is much wider, but one of the kings widened it so that more water would come in, Venis Matu. And by doing that, they made it less, because it's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. V'chazru Umiyatu, and then they re-minimized it. And then Mayim will flow out again. As it says in Yirmiyahu, don't be such a chacham, don't try to be such a gibor, you know, just what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Rashi says, shechachmaso einu ela mikalkeles. Sometimes our chachma is just ruins things. Lefi shekli mikdash rishon, al pi ha-gvura nasu. Everything in Mikdash Rishon was exactly how Hashem told them. Dechsiv, the pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim, Hakol Biksav Miyad Hashem Alai Hiskil Kol Malach Hazatavnis. It was an exact instructions that were given, and therefore somebody tries to think that they could do better. No, you got to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to do. The Briska Rav, in his commentary al Torah, in the Griz al Torah in Parshat Tzaveh, discusses this pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, and he says this part of Divrei Hayamim might have differences between Mishkan and Mikdash. He says the near Rabir Divrei Haramban. He's quoting a Ramban in Vayakel. Dizevadai da hadinim hanemarim b'tzuras hakelim kulu dinim nogin ledoros ninu. V'gam Ramban mode bazeh. All the kelim, the halachas of the kelim are forever. Ela de b'mishkan should be midbar milvad adinim shenemru b'chol kli v'kli. O Namar Din Shel Tavnis. There's two dinim in the Mishkan. There's how you make the kelim, but also the exact structure of where everything is. Daha Mishkan v'kelav yu b'tavnis zed davka, k'mo shehera oso HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Hashem showed him. G'chol asher yani maros chastavnis ha-mishkan v'chastavnis kol kelav v'chein ta'asu. Rashi says v'chein ta'asu l'doros. And that's where the Ramban is bothered. What's the difference between Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan, Valonitz Tavinu, Bebeis Olamim, Rak Vedini Amenorah, Ratz Olamar Shamenorah, Yielo Gevim, Kaftorim Uprachim, Vedei Bamen Akikar Umikshes, Zeo Medini Amenorah. What was given forever? Forever was given how many cups and prachim the menorah has, and all of, and mixture has to be from one piece. Zeo Medini Amenorah, Aval Eina Mechuyevas Lios Dafka Betavnis Zeh, Sheherol Ol Moshe Bahar. Is there some flexibility? There's certain aspects, ingredients that are ma'akev, and certain aspects that are not. So in the Mishkan, it has to be exactly as was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu. Not just the ingredients, but the exact form and structure, the tavnis. That was forever. The cups could be a little bigger, a little smaller. In the Mikdash, it could be a little flexible. Altogether, that's the way a kikar, and altogether, that this number of cups and this number of gvios v'chulu. Aval b'menorah shel mishkan lo haya dai bazeh shamenorah bechlala shel kelas kikar shezeu ikar dina rakai satzrichol yos davka b'tavnis zeh sheru lo kodesh baruch hu kol kaftor v'kaftor. No, it has to look exactly like Hashem showed Moshe. And that's what it means. Moshe was neskasha b'maisa menorah. What does it mean that it was so difficult? He knew exactly the ingredients and the directions. It was so hard, yeah, because in the Mishkan it has to be tavnis. What, Moshe couldn't figure it out, but Shlomo HaMelech built 10 menorahs? How did he do it? And yes, he was Chacham Mikal Adam, but no, because Shlomo HaMelech had more flexibility. Hare Gamba Bayesheni as a menorah Begviyim Bekaftarim Uprachav Chol HaPratim, but That was the problem. And then he says, continuing, now getting to our pasuk, that by the way might be the reason, we discussed this back in Maseches Menachos. Machlokas seems to be Machlokas Rashi Rambam, whether the menorah had curved branches or straight branches. So there was a Machlokas in the picture that we have in Rashi and in the Rambam. And we spoke about what sense do you get from the Gemara? But maybe there's flexibility. If in the Mishkan maybe not. However, it was shown, but maybe in the Mikdash there'd be flexibility. And elu ve'elu, ube'emesh is a muchrach mizaratzmo. To be based on lomim lo hutzchul liyos akilim b'tavus kli mishkan dafka. The harei namar din akobik sav al kli base olamim. V'kachashiv shav divrei yamim kol akilim gam osam shayev mishkan. But meitzrichon liyos v'din Torah kamo shayev mishkan dafka my akobik sav shayech bo. If it's exactly the same chiyah, so what are you quoting psukim in divrei yamim for? Just quote psukim in the Torah. If it's exactly the same halacha. So it must be there is differences, says the Brisker Rav, that in the Mishkan, it wasn't just the din of, it has to weigh this and have this amount of ingredients and this amount of cups and this amount of, these are the dimensions. Is there flexibility within those rules? In the Mishkan, no. In the Mikdash, yes. Okay, that's an important Brisker Rav in Parshat Tetzaveh. By the way, there should be hopefully an Ian Shear up. It was uploaded last night, related to Lo Sasur. Okay. Let's continue. V'chein, three lines to the bottom. V'chein ha'yer Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer. Hir davlim lo ha'yer b'migdash. There were no hir davlim in the Migdash. My hir davlim, what are they? Amar Abaya, tavla gergadna. What does that mean? Rashi explains. Zug v'invil. It's like a little bell inside to make noise. Zug v'invil. Mipnei, why weren't there in the Mishkan? Out of all the instruments, there were so many. Mipnei shekolo av. Changes it on the bottom. It's called, can't say Arev, because then it would be good. Kolo Av, Uma Arev, it's an Ima, and it messes up. Sometimes you have a whole symphony, and there's one instrument that's ruining it for everybody else. Right? One musical accompaniment. So that's why they didn't have the Tavla Gergadna. Good. Amar Rava Bar Shiva, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Shmuel, Magrefa Haisa Be Mikdash. There was a Magrefa in the Mikdash. Asara nekavim hayoba. There were 10 nekavim. There were 10 holes in the magrefa. Kolechad ve'echad motzi asara minei zemer. And each of the holes were motzi 10 minei zemer. What does that mean? Rashi explains it was like a pipe connected to each of the holes. And each of the pipes had 10 holes in it. So on top of instrument that you hold and you put your fingers on top of the holes and close the holes like a flute, something. So it had 100 holes. Because it had 10 in the main structure, main part of the magrefa, and then each one of the pipes that was sticking out had 10. Nimsi is kula motzia mea mine zemer. So there were 100 sounds that came out of this. So magrefa usually means a shovel. So what does magrefa here mean in this context? So Rashi says, bottom Rashi in the previous Amud, magrefa, sheba gorfin is deshen amizbeach. What they used as a shovel, so according to Rashi, what? The shovels that they used for the ashes had 100 holes in it? But it was dual-purposed, sounds like according to Rashi. It was the shovel that they used for the ashes. That's the musical instrument. Tosa says, what are you talking about? Tosa's on the bottom, Bakasha, quoting Rashi. Toh Isaac Lizemir, we're talking about a musical instrument. No, they're going to have the ashes like put in their mouth? Venira, Elanira Lafarish, Dishnemi Nimagrafos, oh, you, there were two Magrafos. There were these shovel ones, and there was this musical instrument that was shaped like a shovel, so they called it the Magrafa. But it's not that they used it. There were differences. So what would Rashi say? Would Rashi say exactly the same ones? So maybe, again, it's a question of Lundis, maybe according to Rashi, I don't know if it was exactly the same ones, but it was the same category of Kli. Question is, as this is going to be one of the major questions we're going to talk about today, the singing and the musical accompaniment that was done, how separate of an Avoda was that? Was that really part and parcel of the Avoda? It was really integrated. It was the singing and the sprinkling and the shechting. It was all one. What do you say? No, that was the Avodas HaBehema. And then, you know what? On the side, there was the Shira. There was the shira, both bepeh and bekli, as we'll talk about. So maybe that's a little bit what's behind Rashi and Tosfos here. Rashi is integrating more the kli of the magrefa of the ashes and the kli magrefa that was used as a shira. Tosfos says, no, you can't. So maybe what's behind Rashi, not that you actually use the same kli for both, but in terms of integrating the two items. Maybe. Okay, b'masisatan. In a brisa, we have even more than a description of not only 10 and 10, 100, but even more. B'masisatana, hi ama, v'gavoa ama, this instrument was an ama long and an ama high, v'kata yotse himena, and there was a handle that went out from it, v'asar nekavim hayuba, and there was 100 holes in the handle, v'kol echon motzi meyak mine zemer, and each one of the 10 holes had a pipe that had 100 in it. So 100 times 10. Nimseis kula motzia elef mine zemer. 1,000 different sounds coming out. Amar of Nachman v'yitzlak v'simaneich. How do you remember that the Brisa was the one that said 1,000 and the previous statement of Amar Shmuel was only 100? V'simaneich masnisa guzma. Remember, how do you remember that the Brisa is the one that said 1,000? Because guzma, exaggeration. So that is how you remember that it is a lot. Does this mean really it was an exaggeration or just that it sounds like an exaggeration? Either way, that's guzma. If you look in the Ben Yehoyada, that I thought I brought, I didn't bring it, I'll have to say it outside. Okay, I got it. You can't not do the Ben Yehoyada today. Says the Ben Yehoyada, there was a magrefa. So he says, what's the chiddush? Tell me there's 100 sounds, I need to know that. What a wonderful, amazing magrefa. Nearly b'siyata d'shmaya. Every paragraph in the Ben Yehoyada starts off like that. Every chiddush that he says is b'siyata d'shmaya. That's every the Ben Ishchai. Nearly b'siyata d'shmaya. The bala saper hanes shenaseba. Af agav the trei koli lo mishtami. The kama you claim in a zemer, me'am in a zemer. Even though we usually say that you don't hear so many kolos when they're all together, and here there's 100 sounds. The kulu mishtami lahashomeya shehu margish b'shema shomeya kolos. That was the nes. You heard all 100. Avo b'shiyosim b'asachas. Even though you saw it was 100. Okay, point number one, that was the Chiddush. And then he gets into a little Kabbalistic metaphysical, so I'll read it. I'm not going to explain it too much. V'nirali v'siyata d'shmaya. To milvan magrefa zu hagashmis, yish on magrefa ruchanit. There's the, like we said, like the Gemara in Taina says, there's a Yerushalayim shalmata, Yerushalayim shalmala, there's the magrefa shalmala, and the magrefa shalmata. The Zuki says, what's the big deal? We have to know how many. To know many, 100. 10, 100, it's all multiples of 10. What's the emphasis? It says, Vizua Gashmish, he mashal ruchanis. The Magrefa in the base of Migdash is a mashal. Voha Inyan, what's the message? So the first two lines talk about the Klippus, and then we get to a little more, understandable. Tiyadua, Shakara Karbano Shemakriven, the base of Migdash, Shem Lazar, Biru, Nitosis, Akadusha, Min, something. Right? Every animal has Nitosis, Akadusha, points and sparks of spirituality that could be uplifted. We're talking about a behema, a gashmi item here. But if it's used in the mikdash and it's shechted and the avodah is done in the mikdash, it can be uplifted. It's not just the animal. Because the Beis HaMikdash is so full of Kedusha and spirituality, so Shechita in that place is able to be Mala than Nitzotas HaKedusha. If somebody tries to do the exact same Avodah, Shechute Chutz, it's Chai Misa. And it's terrible. I mean, not Chai Misa, but it's a puzzle, right? Bringing it in inside could be chulin. There's differences between chulin bazara and chulei chutz, as we discussed. Not getting into the details, but ki chutz lemishkan ulemikdash ain ar kedusha shore umarachef ala karban. Because outside you don't have this kedusha aura to be able to uplift the nitzotzos of this behema. The kiva shehu mushlal min ha'or ain b'karban chashivas klal v'rak misala idea ar amarachef alavu mislabishva v'chu. Okay, v'hine noda. Next paragraph. But shakal or kedusha hanetak v'nimshak mimakom ali lakom atachton, the or that we're talking about, the special spiritual connections that are in the base of Mikdash, kalol me eser spheros. Rather, the 10 spiritual spheres or levels, v'kol achas me eser Harimeya. But each 10, as we know, it's known, 10 of 10, which is 100. V'lachain, it's known to him. V'lachain b'magrefa shal beis ha-migdash. Asu tzir v'dimyo ma'or shal mala, shekolo me'eser v'eser v'eser, shebogarfin nitzisos ha-kedusha. You sweep up the nitzisos ha-kedusha and you take it up with you, the shovel, you shovel it in and you bring it up. That's why it's dafka the magrefa. Because the or that shor in the beis ha-migdash is able for us to sweep up and to put into the shovel and bring up to shamayim the nitzisos. Shekamzu ha-magrefa ha-gashmish yishba asor, and ha-kavim v'kol nekav yishba asor min yizemer, v'chulu 100, and he continues. V'lachain omar, shehigit shmu. That's the emphasis of why dafka the magrefa. We have to know its structure. Sheyesh b'beis ha-migdash siyem nimseis kulo motzia mea mine zemer klomar nimseis ua magrefa kinege magrefa ruchanis shemotzia mine klene zemer klomar mea birur the amar blashen katsar l'ha'alim hasod. So he says, I'm going to be megal of the sod though. Okay, that is the Ben Yoyada, today's lesson from the Arizal. And now we move on in... It's Erev, it's Yom Kippur Katan today, it's a special day. Right, special day, Erev Rosh Chodesh. So we have to do Nigla and Nistar. Okay, here we continue. Says the Gemara, V'avde Kohanim Hayu, V'chulu. We get into, if you remember, the three-way Machlokas Tanayim, who were the ones who played these instruments? Was it the Avadim, the servants of the Kohanim? That was Rabbi Meir. Was it these Yisrael families? These special Miyuchas Yisrael families, or number three, Rabbi Chanina, was it Levim? So who played these instruments? So Lema Bakim Ivlugi, what's this machlokas about? So let's see. Daman, Damar Avadim Hayu, the one who holds that it was Avadim, Rabbi Meir Ksavar, he holds Iker Shira Bepeh. Really, the Iker Shira, the Iker Mitzvah of Shira in the Beis HaMikdash was Bepeh, was the singing, the vocals, that was the Iker. And that's why for that, one was not allowed to use others. The kli and the shira bikli, these instruments, levisume kalu davida, that was just to add, and therefore that could be even done by avadim. That's why that is said there. By the way, the Sfas Emes, where this Gemara comes up in Sukkah, asks, it was done by avadim, something was done by Yisraelim, where they stand. Usually, if you look, the shira a la karbon was done inside the Azara. How could an Avdei Kohanim Yisraelim go there? Unless you have to say it was done outside. Right? When a Levi did it, when a Kohen did it, said it was done more inside. The pictures that we have of the Levim standing on the steps in front of Shara Niknar saying the Shira Malas, right? That's not Shira La Karbon. Right? That's Shira other times of the day that they did that. And that's in the Ezra's Nashim, in between in front of Shara Niknar. So Yisrael could go there, no problem, but it's just going inside there. Continuing, Umanda Amar Levim Hayu, and the one who says it was Levim, Ksavar Iker Shira Bakli. So the one who says Levim was told Iker Shira is Bakli, and that's why you needed Levim to do it. So that's Rabbi Meir who says the Avadim could do it, and the third opinion is that Levim could do it. So what about the middle one? What about that says that you can't have Avadim, but you're allowed to have Yisraelim Yuchasim? So the Tizbro, let's think about this. Rabbi Yossi, my Kasavar, what does the middle opinion hold? Ikasavar, Ika Shira, Bepeh. If he holds the Iker Shira, the accompaniment is the vocals, Avadim Sagya. So it should be Avadim, should be enough to do the instruments. Ikasavar, Ika Shira, Bekli, Levim Be'inan. And if it's Bekli, you should need Levim to do it. So how does he allow this middle ground of Yisraelim Miyuchasim? So answer, La'ola Kasavar, Ika Shira, Bepeh. Really holds the Iker is Bepeh. The Iker is Bepeh, and therefore he should allow Avadim to do it. But the Hacha, there's an issue, there's a Chshash. And that is, if you allow Avadim to do it, people might come to think of them as miyuchas. As follows, V'hacha b'ma'alin miduchin liyuchsin, ulamayshas kemiflugi. The issue is whether we would allow to be ma'aleh. If we see somebody on the duchen, if we see somebody singing on the duchen, would we automatically say, oh, they have good yichus in terms of marriage, or they must be a levi and I'm going to give them maisras. That's the machlokas here. Man, da'amar avadim, the one who says avadim, we're allowed to do it, ksavar, he holds, there's no chash. Why? Because nobody ever thinks anything. Ein ma'ilin, miduchen, lo liyuchs, and lo lemaisras. Just because he's singing, we're not going to assume anything, and therefore you can allow avadim to do it. And Ikashir is Bepeh anyway. Mandamar Levim Hayu, Kasavar Malim Yiduchen, Bein Liyuchsin, Bein Lemaisris. That's why you need the highest level. Because we're going to give the Maiser Rishon, which has Trumas Maiser inside. Umandamar Yisraelim Hayu, Kasavar Malim Yiduchen, Liyuchsin, Velo Lemaisris. So therefore they could be Yisraelim, but they cannot be Avadim. Period. Stop there for a minute. So we have this concept of Iker Shira b'peh and Iker Shira b'kli. If you look in Rishimo Shiurim, or Salvechik's work from Rabbi Reichman on Sukkah, Daf Memches, he discusses in two places, the din of Shira in the Mikdash. Two important yesodos. First, this is on page Reish Nun Vav. Be'emes, this is to answer a question. Yesh beiz dinim shel shira. All the singing and the music that was done in the Beis HaMikdash, there were two parts and two types. Number one, shira shehi kiyum karbon. V'zeh dafka al hayayin. We're going to have soon. Right? The shira is done al hayayin. So there's one that's shira that's a din in the karbon. Certain karbonos need shira accompaniment with it. And that's part of the din in the karbon. Number two, Shira Hamihaveh Ba'atzma Kiyum Mikdash. It's a Kiyum in the Mikdash, not in the Karban. For example, Karban Pesach. De'ein be'Pesach l'schayayin. There's no nisachin by a Karban Pesach. And you still sing be'esach Karban Pesach. B'taras mitzvah shal Shira be'mikdash. V'lo k'mitzvah Shira ala Karban. There's differences. What about all the Shira of the night of Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Haya mitzvah Shira be'mikdash k'shala'atzma. B'shas nisuch hayayin, there's a kiyum of shira ala karbon. De'irim shira ala karbon, ala de yayin nisachim. So that is two types of shira. Shira mikdash and shira karbon. We're going to have a nafkamina. I'm going to wait now, but keep that in mind. Later on in today's Amud, we're going to talk about one where it's not so clear whether it's shira mikdash or shira karbon, as we'll see. But even before that, the Rav discusses, page Reish Ayin Beis now, later on, Daf Nun Aleph, discusses the sheet of the Rambam. Does the Rambam hold Ikashir b'per, Ikashir b'kli? So there's a problem. Because the Rambam holds in Ilchus Klei HaMikdash, Paragimel, Ein pochsin miyud beiz levim odim al aduchin b'chol yom omar shira al karbon. You don't have less than 12 levim, that's a shira on the karbon. Vein orim shira ela b'peh below kli. She ikar hashira shehi avodasa b'peh. The Rambam says it b'feirish. Ikar shira seems to be b'peh. V'yachirim hayu omnim sham menaganin b'klei shir mehen levim u'mehen yisraelim miyuchasim. Right, that's the Rambam holds. Iker Shira is Bepeh, and you're allowed to use Yisraelim Yuchasim. But then two halachas later, in halacha Vavi says, B'yud Beis Yom Bashana HaChalil Makel Chriyam Mizbeach, as we know the Chalil. And then what does the Mishnah say in Sukkah? V'chalil Zed Docha Shabbos. B'vrei Shehu Chalil Shol Karbon, V'chalil Shol Karbon, Avodihi V'docha Shabbos. The Rambam paskins that even the Chalil is Docha Shabbos. One second, look back in that Gemara in Sukkah. Isn't it limited, that if you say Iker Shira is Bekli, then that's part of the Avoda, and therefore you can be Docha Shabbos with that Chalil. But if you say Iker Shira Bepeh, is Docha Shabbos with the Kli? That's the problem with the Sheet of the Rambam. He seems to say Iker Shira is Bepeh, and yet he says the Chalil is Docha Shabbos. Says Reb Salvechik, says the Rav. Nirali, Shela Haraba Misparashas Sheetas Reb Yirmiyah B'maskana Sheiker Shira Bepeh. Reb Yirmiyah, who said earlier that Chalil is Docha Shabbos. Really, even Rabbi Yirmiyah holds Iker Shira is Bepeh. What about Shabbos? Elosh Rabbi Yirmiyah Sover, Shegam HaHidr Shel Shira Bekli Docha Shabbos. It's a Hidr Mitzvah! But Hidr Mitzvah is also Docha Shabbos. Ubekach Dome, Letzitzit Sheinim Akvin Asamila. Just like the Mishnah in Shabbos, Tzitzit Sheinim Akvin, Hidr, the Iker Mitzvah, Mila. You have to take off certain amounts, but once you're doing the process of the Mila, you can take off even Tzitzit Sheinim Akvin, even the parts of the Arla that are not Ma'akev, because of Hidr Mitzvah, which becomes part of the mitzvah, and memela is docha Shabbos. V'hu al mishapir akrach, and this is what my grandfather said, shebedin hidr mitzvah zekil nevir yishtei alachas. There are two types of hidr mitzvah. This is the huge discussion at the beginning of Lulav HaGazel. Number one, chaloshem hidr mitzvah ba'alma, kagon hidr detalis na'eh, v'sefer Torah na'eh. This hidr mitzvah, independent. Hidr ze eino chalos be'etzem kiyim ha-mitzvah detitzis, v'ksiva sefer Torah. El mava kiyim la'atzmo. And number two, chaloshem hidr mitzvah shachal be'etzem kiyim ha-mitzvah. Kegon memilas atitzit sheinim ha'akvin. Hidr zeh docha shabbos b'rib dezeo chaloshem mila. This is part of, integrates into the ikar mitzvah. The nireh, it must be, that's what the Rambam thinks about shira b'kli. Shir ikar shir is b'peh. But once you have the musical accompaniment, it's a symphony. It all works together, halachically. All works together, the kalim and the Shira. And then he ends up saying, he says, V'yesh l'ha'ir, he says, if Yirmiyah is correct, like, if Shira b'kli is kayemas chalos din Shira b'akrabas karbon, so then, why is it that we don't need Levium to do it then? If it integrates, and this hidden mitzvah integrates into the karbon, so you should have Levium do it, not Yisrael Elam Yuchasim. So Venira Lee, so then he says, and with this we'll finish for now, he says, no, there's a difference between the avoda of a Levi and the avoda of a Kohen. The Sheiris. Shiny din Sheiris de Levi mi avoda sakohanim. Even the Levium doesn't emphasize this, but it's not called avoda of the Levium. The Sheiris. We're going to have today the gate guarders and the singers is called Sheirus. It's not called Avoda. Sheirus. The psul zar ba'avodas kohanim udin be'etzem chafsa shal avoda. A zar, a non-kohen, is totally mufka from Avoda. Avodas kohanim einena ru'uya lazar ki etzem chafsa shal avodas ha-karbonas kosher dafka b'kahuna. The Avoda itself is only nitan to be done by a kohen. A zar is not applicable. But Sheirus de Levium, the issue isn't because of the Sheirus itself. It's because Levium were nimne for this. It's a din in Minui HaLevium. There's Minui HaLevium, therefore they should be chosen. Yisodis Rezar b'Sheirus de Levium u'mishem chalos Minui HaLevium. If there's a Levi that was nimne, so then a bazaar is inappropriate to do it. But if a Levi is not nimna to a certain job, then a Yisrael could do it. And that's exactly what they did by Sheirus, by the instruments, they could have been Mimana Levium. But they weren't. So therefore, it's not Mufka from the Israelim. Im Iker Ashira Bepeh, Vechein Posek Arambam, Hamachayev Limnos Levi, L'Sheirus, Beshira Bepeh, Vizar Pazel L'Shir Bepeh, Baramein Chiev Limnos Levi, L'Nagin Bekelim, and therefore, Zar is Kash L'Nagin Bekli. Beautiful words, Sandaf Nun Aleph in Rishimo Shirim, in Masech HaSukkah. Okay, maybe we'll get back to that soon. Okay, let's continue. Tanu Rabbanan. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. Hashir ma'akev is a karbon. The shir is ma'akev the karbon. What does that mean? If you don't sing, then the karbon's pasul. Stosa says that's a little difficult because you sing during the Nisach Hayayin, and the Nisach Hayayin itself, it could be done a week later. So how can you say the shir that's done during the Nisach passes the karbon? So Tosfos says that it's not true. It just means it passes the nisach. Right, the nisach becomes problematic without. It doesn't mean that it's ma'akev the karbon, it's ma'akev the nisach. Okay. Shita Mekubetzes here gives a different answer. The Shita says it means hashir to come, the shir ma'akev, when you do the nisachim along with the karbon. So then the shir would be ma'akev it. You're right, if you do it a week later. But if you do it with the carbon, it's not ma'akev. Sounds like from Tosfos then that even if you would do it with the carbon, maybe it wouldn't be ma'akev. So it might be a machlokas, Tosfos and the Shita, how integrated are the nesachim to the carbon? Even if you would do it at the same time, it might not be ma'akev. Interesting. That's Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim, ain't a ma'akev. No, not ma'akev. My time is Rabbi Meir. Why is it ma'akev? At least something, gamakra. V'etanas alavim nusunim laharon ulivanav. I gave the levim over. Mitok b'nei Yisrael. Ulachapel b'nei Yisrael. So you have the word kapara in there. Ma kapara mi akeves afshir ma akeves. Right, so they're both ma'akev. V'rabbanan, hahu le'idach to Rabbi Lazar. Dam Rabbi Lazar, ma kapara bayom afshir bayom. The nisachim and the shira have to be done bayom. Good, period. Amar avyud amay Shmuel, minayin le'ikashir min ha-Torah. How do I know the ikashir is midah raisa? Shenemar, v'sheireis. There's that pasuk. V'sheireis b'shem Hashem Elokav. And they shall serve it with the name of God. Ezo Sheva Shebashem, what Sheva's has Shem Hashem in it? Havayom is a Shira, it's singing. Singing can have Shem Hashem in it. Say Tsukim. V'yema Nesias Kapayim. Maybe it means Duchening. Maybe Sheva's, this is also Sheva's of the Kohen, it means Duchening. So Midachsiv, Lisharso, Ulavarech, Bishmo. The Pazik says Sheva's and Bracha. Michlal, the Birchas Kohenim, Lav Sheva's you. Levarach b'shmo, that's berachas kohanim. So l'sharsa must be something else. So that's what we say. It refers to the singing of the levium. That was all number one, though. What's the source for shira b'Torah? V'shireis b'shem Hashem Elokav. Number two, we are going to have 10 sources. Number two, Rav Masna Bar Mehacha, Tachas Hashem Lo Avadas Hashem Elokecha B'simcha V'tuv Le'evav. Right, the tochacha, because you didn't serve God with simcha and a good heart, a happy heart. Ezuhi avoda shazav simcha v'tov leivav. What's an avoda of simcha and tov leivav? Haviyom is a shira. That shira, simcha and tov leivav. Let's continue a little bit, but there's a lot to say. V'yema divrei Torah. Maybe this is referring to you didn't learn b'simcha. Dechziv, b'kudei Hashem Yisharim samchei leiv. Torah requires simcha. So Gemara says, no, misamchi leiv ikri, tov lo ikri. You're right, Torah can be besimcha, but the word tov leivav, which is the other pasuk, can't be talking about Torah, so that's why it must be talking about Shira. Period. Okay, let's continue a little bit more. Ve'ema bikurim, maybe it's referring to Bikurim. Dechsiv is hamachta b'chala tov. Bikurim also has a simcha element. No, tov ikri, tov levav lo ikri. That's tov, but not tov levav. Period. Stop there for a moment. Okay, there's a lot to talk about here. First of all, simcha in Talmud Torah, something that hasn't come up for a long time, but just remember the Hagdama of the Egle Tal, where he says that many people are toet to think that, you know, if you get, enjoy your learning, it's shalol lishma. Shalol lishma, no, you have to sit there and hate it and do it anyway. He says, chas v'shalom. He says, if you learn and you enjoy it, that's the best. And that's when it goes into your blood, says the Egle Tal. Ki ikar mitzvos limud haTorah liosas v'sameach u'misane b'limudo v'yoz divrei Torah nivloin b'damo u'me'ach shenana midivrei Torah u'naseh dovek l'Torah lo b'lishei mitzvah u'misane b'limudo arzeh limud l'shma v'kulo kodesh ki gam ha'tainug mitzvah. Gam ha'tainug mitzvah. So the beginning of the second paragraph of Pirkei Avos, Schar mitzvah, Schar aveira, aveira. Look at the Bar Tanura there. He also says it's the hana'ah of the mitzvahs and the aveiros that play. That's mitzvahs and aveiros. But this is Talmud Torah specifically, and that's also the Rav Avraham in Ahar that we like to quote in Nedarim Memches, where the Mishnah says there that if somebody makes a neder from a city, they are not allowed to use the svarim of the city. So ask the Rav Avraham in Ahar and the Rishonim and the Rashba there. Mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu. So why can't you use the svarim? The answer is that applies by all mitzvahs except for Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is nitan lehenos. Pekudi Hashem Yisraim Samchi Lev, and Ovel can't learn Torah, so therefore it is defined as simcha. Number one. One issue. The other issue to talk about here is in this source about simcha of a tuv levav, so the Gemara says maybe it means Torah, maybe it means Bikurim. It doesn't say maybe it means Birchas Kohanim, like the previous source. The Shulchan Aruch discusses, is there a requirement of simcha for duchening? So this is a machlokes in two places at least. First place is the Shulchan Aruch says that a single kohen is allowed to duchen. Shulchan Aruch, it's only one simon, kuf chav ches. Kohen apal pishu, panui nosei es kapav. Ramah, the yeshom rem deino nosei kapav. A single kohen. Why? Ta shoy below isha, shoy below simcha. V'hamivarech yesh lo lios b'simcha. Right? He said you have to be b'simcha. So that's the Ramah machalkes. But then the Ramah says, you never heard of this Ramah? The Ramah says, you're right. V'noad v'shino sekabav aval b'shino nasui. Right, even so. U'mikobach amarosa shelo lisa kapav. If somebody doesn't want to, so don't be mocha. Don't be mocha. They just have to make sure to leave before Ritzei. So that is part one of the Shulchan Aruch. So you see, is there a simcha element? So there is a discussion. But then the second half of that sif, Ramah, no, it's not in the Shulchan Aruch anywhere. That's why you have Svardim duchening all over the world. But the Ramah says, Nagu b'chol medinos elu, and this is at least a 700-year-old minhag. Nagu b'chol medinos elu, she'enosin kapayim ela b'yantif. The minhag in the Medinas elu, says the Ramah, in Chutz La'aretz, they don't duchen except on yantif. Mishum sha'az shruyim b'simchas yantif. V'tov leiv hu yivarech. Masha'en kein b'shar yamim, aval b'shapsos hashana, she'terudim b'hir hurim al mechyasam, v'yal bitol malachtam. Right, so then you don't do it. And even b'yantif, you only do it by musaf, because then they go out of the shul, v'yisbechu b'simchas yantif. Okay, that is the famous Ramah about no duchening in Chutz La'aretz. It is really one of the mysteries of halacha, why it is. There are various stories told about the Gron, about the Balatanya, about Rav Chaim Volozhin, about all different types of stories that they tried to start duchening in their towns, and all different simanim in Hashemayim told them that it was inappropriate. It's quoted that, interesting points. Number one, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, Rav Nosson Adler, he did it. The Chassam Sofer was meyed, that his Rebbe did it. He duchened in Chutz La'aretz, wherever he was, and the Chassam Sofer thought, because Rav Nosson Adler, he was mi miyuchasei kahuna v'lo rak mikanei chazaka, and therefore he had special siyata d'shmaya. He was straight up to Aaron HaKohen, number one. Number two, in the Pesukei Teshuvah, he quotes from the Koydenover, the Mishmeres Shalom, that he says maybe Kohanim in Chutz La'aretz should try to be the Shliach Tzibur as much as they can. So at least the Lakein Lakein Vaseinu, it's a partial kiyum of this mitzvah. Anyway, that's the his suggestion for Kohanim to try to do it. I don't know if the shuls would go for that. Kohanim would always be the chazanim, but that's what he says. If a Kohen ever does it, at least to have that kavana. Okay, Good. Okay, there's more to talk about Hallel here, but I guess we have to move. This is Hallel being Daraisa de Rabban, and the Rabban quotes this Gemara to say that Hallel's Daraisa, because you see Shira is connected to this, to Simcha, and the Rabban holds part of the mitzvah Daraisa of Simchas Yantif is saying Hallel. That's the Rabban in Shorash Aleph. He says it's Daraisa. Major issues with the Rabban. The major one, so Elazar Rechem Fersher Perlow has a beautiful discussion of this Ramban, 4 or 5 pages in his commentary of Sanigon, and his major problem is, if the Ramban holds that Hallel is Daraisa as a function of Simchas Yantif, why don't we say Hallel every day of Pesach? Why did the Gemara yesterday say only the first day? Because it's not Chaluk and Korban HaSeyan. That's a bomb kasha. It's a very strong question. If the Ramban says it, it's part of Simchas Yantif. It's Simchas Yantif every day. You're going to tell me it's only mitzvah of Simchas Yantif on the first day of Pesach? That's a little difficult. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Masnim Nan LeBikurim Shadunim Shira. How do I know that Bikurim require Shira? Asya Tov Tov Mehacha. You look at Zira Shava. Aini, is it really true? The Amar Shwab Anachmeni Amar Yosef Nash Ainu Amar Shira El Al Yayin. What do you mean? You only see Shira with wine. Shene Amar, sorry?
Is
what?
Talmud Torah
is a Samachta. Bikurim is Talmud Torah. Meaning, it's not Bikurim. You're saying it's not the Simcha of the Beis Hamikdash type. Oh, so we'll get to that in a second. So he's similar. Shenamar. Well, we're going to have a better answer. How do you know Shira's only on wine? Shenamar, as the pasuk says. Vatomer loyana gefen hechdalti as tiroshi. That's the mashal of Yotam, the little brother that was the only one that wasn't killed out by the other 69 brothers were killed out. Hamasameach elokim banashim. Emanashim esameach elokim b'mamasameach mikach inam Shira el yain. Okay, so you say Shira on wine, and wine can be Mesameach all. So what do you mean? What kind of Shira are you talking about by Bikurim? So Mishkachas lo, yeah, sometimes Bikurim can be wine. Kedetani Rav Yossi, Pri Atamevi, Vi Atamevi Mashkin, Hevi Anavim V'Darchem Inayin. But if you bring grapes and crush them up, how do you know that's okay? That's also called Bikurim, Tamalomar Tavi. Tavi, so there are different Mishnais and Zeran that talk about the ability to bring wine or oil at least, even though you don't bring any of the other juices. Okay, period. Just getting back to what I mentioned before, and that is Rav Soloveitchik in that piece of, is there Shira of Mikdash and the Shira of Karban, he says, what about Shira of Bikurim? Which one is that? Is that Karban or is that Mikdash? So that might be related to what you just said. If it's Shira of Mikdash, there's no limit. What, Simchas Pesach Shoeva? Dafka had wine? I'm sure they had wine there. But is Dafka Shira of Karban? It could be only Shira of Karban has a din of Yayin, not Shira of Mikdash. And yet that suffix, what is Bikurim? It's brought to the Mikdash, but it's not really a Karban. You're not makriv of anything. So that's what in that piece in earlier on page Rishon and Vav. So he talks about Bikurim. Okay, we continue. Source number 3. Chizki Amar Mehacha. Source number 3 for Shira Minatora. Ukinan Yahu Shir Halavim. I think the Shilavim Bamasa Yasar Kimevenu. Al Tikri Yasar Ella Yashir. So you see the Shir Halavim, that's the source of Yashir Sigigit. It's Pasuk Divrei Hayamim. Even though it's Min HaTorah, sometimes it's looking for a Pasuk in Navi. Balvati Yom Rabbi Yochanan. Right, Balvati, somebody's name. Mehacha, Rashi knows it's an unusual name, that's what he has to tell us. Shem Chacham. Whenever it's an unusual name, Rashi will tell us that. La'avod avodas avoda, to serve the service of the avoda. Ezui avoda shetzricha avoda. What's the double lashon? Avoda avoda. Havyom is a shira. It's an avoda that goes with another avoda. Interesting. How do you understand that? Is it? It itself is an avoda, but it's connected. Number 5. Rabbi Yisrael Kamar Mehacha. Su zimra usinu sof kiner noim im navel. So you see there. Pick up an instrument. Utnu sof. So you hear the singing, Kinar Nam Imnavel. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Mehacha, Yisu Kolam Yaronu, B'Gaon Hashem, Tzalumayim. Lift up your voices and sing. So all hints, Tzalumayim. I'm sorry, Miyama, sorry, where is it? Yisu Kolam Yaronu, B'Gaon Hashem, Tzahalu, did I skip? Miyam, Tzahalu Miyam, I'm sorry. Tzahalu Miyam, and it's louder than the sea. Good. Tana Maisi Lamehacha. For number 7. Ulovne Kas Lo Nasan, Ki Avodas Akodesh Aleim, Bakasav Yiso. The Bnei Kas weren't given any of the others Avodas, because they have the Avodas Akodesh that they carry on their shoulders. They carry the special Kalim. Mimash Meshanemar Bakasav Eni Odea She Yiso. If it says on their shoulders, what do I have to know that they're carried? Mata Malomar Yiso. And Yiso Eloshin Shira. That also means Shira. Vchenu Omer Su'u Zimra Usnu Sof. Vomer Yisu Kolam Yaronu Vechulu. So that's another remes. Number 8. Hananya Ben Achir Yoshua Omer Meacha. Moshe Yidaber V'Elokim Yanenu Bekol. pasuk we say on Friday night, that we say in Yisro, that we'll say in a couple of weeks. Moshe, that Moshe speaks, and God, Ya'anenu b'kol. What does that mean? So there of Jewish, we say, Al Iske Kol. Hashem told him about Iske Kol, and Moshe was a Levi, Rashi says. So therefore, this is what it's referring to in terms of the Shira. Number 9. You'd wonder why we have to quote so many psukim for this. But Gemara does. Ravashi Amar Mehacha. Maybe the Gemara doesn't think you'll take it so seriously, the singing. But take singing seriously. Vayehi ke'echa lamachatzirim v'lamashorim lashmiya kol echad. So you see in the Pasuk, there's a hekesh. They're next to each other. The ones who are blowing the chatzotzros and the singers. Just like the chatzotzros are a din daraisa, so too, the ones who are singing. Reb Yonah Nasan Amar Mehacha, the last one. V'loya Musu Gamhem Gamatem. Warning the Kohanim to be careful with all of the carrying. So, be careful Gamhem Gamatem. So we compare Gamatem Ba'avodas Mizbeach. Avhem Ba'avodas Mizbeach. Just like the Kohanim, have your job. So do the Levim have their job. And they do what they're supposed to do, meaning the singing. Tani Nami Haki, the Brisa also says, V'leimusu gamhem gamatem. What does that mean? Atem b'shelohem, v'heim b'shelohem b'misa. If you do their job or they do your job, there's a chi of misa. The Levi does the avodah of the Kohen, or a Kohen does what the Levi is supposed to do. There's also a chi of misa there. If he sings or does the gates, heim b'shelohem, ein b'misa el basara. But they, within theirs, we know, we're going to see soon, the Levim had two major jobs. The Shorarim and the Shoarim. The gate watchers and keepers and the singers. So if they switch amongst themselves, so that is only an Isser, that is not a Chiyav, that is not a Chiyav Misa. Period. Amar Abaye Naktinan. So here we go to explain it. We hold, we have a Misora, Mishorer, Sheshi'er, B'shel Chaveir, B'misa. Abaye argues. He says, even Lahem B'shel Lahem. A mishorer that does the gaze b'misa shenemar v'achonim lefanai ha-mishkan kedma lefnei olmoed v'chulu b'azar karev yumas. Right, so those who are east. So my zar, what is zar referred to in that context? Ilei mazar mamish haksiv chadazim. It already says the zar can't do it. El olav zar da osa avoda. It must be a zar in that avoda regarding the shira. And therefore, a mishorer sheshoer, or the opposite, is a problem. And this is related to the chinuch in Shin Pei Tes discusses it. This is a separate iser da'araisa. Shelo yisasku hakohanim ba'avodes halavim, v'lo halavim ba'avodes kohanim. That is the chinuch. Ela kol echad yaseh milachto amyuchedes lo. Desiv ish ish alavadaso ba'al masa'o. V'loshan amaniya shebab azehu shenemar belavim. Achal klei hamikdash v'al mizbeach lo yikrivu v'chulu. And he continues, and he talks about misa or azhara, because avod, and then the chinuch explains, avodah shtei kitos eilo hi avodah yikara umukudeshes. It's very precious. Al kein tzricha malacha lihi shamer ma'od min hayiyush min ha'atzla v'ashichacha. V'yein safek ki kol malacha mutelas al shnei anashim o yoser ha'pshia mitzuya bo yoser mi malacha. You want something done? Tell one person to do it. Don't tell three people to do it. Because it'll get accomplished better. As we say, if you have a pot of partners, it's never going to get cooked. Right? Give it to one person to do. Right? So that's why here, that's the message, suggests the chinuch about the Kohanim and the Levim. Everybody does their own thing. Every one group. Ironically, the Minchas Chinuch here says, if a Yisrael does the avoda, if a Yisrael does the avoda of the Kohanim, okay, it's Chayim Misa. But if a Yisrael does the avoda of a Levi, if Yisrael does it, does the Sheiris, ain't a Bechal HaSarazu, and there's no Yisr, lo matzinu Yisr Klal, says the Minchas Chinuch. Right, they're so mufka, so they do it, so they're not supposed to do it, but there's no Yisr. V'cheng Zeres HaKazav, Yisrael ainim ovrim klalim ovdim avodas halavim. Okay, good. The Minchas Chinuch Sa'ara. We continue now, though. Meisvei, Mishorer Sheshi'er, U'Mishorer Sheshorer, Eina B'Misa El Abasara. So the Brisa says it's only a Basara. It's Kashan Abaya, Tanoihi. It's really Machlokas Tanoim. Titania, Meisvei, Rabbi Yeshua Bar Hananya. Shalach L'Sayev, Agavas Tlosos, is Rabbi Yochanan Ben Gudgada. He went to help with the doors of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Gudgada. Rashi explains that they were both Levim. They were both Levim. Amru lo b'nicha zor acharecha. Sh'atam min ha-mishorim v'lo min ha-shorim. What are you doing here? You're a singer. You're not a gatekeeper. You're a singer. So, but he was coming to help. So my Rabba Kavifiki, why was he coming? Demar Savar Misahi, Vagazar Barabanan, one must hold. The one who said he shouldn't come holds that if he would do it, it's a Misa. And therefore, even in a case where he would just help, which would be Darabanan, a Misayeya, Gazar Bay Rabbanan, Darabanan were Gozer in that case. For Mar Savar, the one who was coming, said, no, Asari. It's only Ba'asari, it's a Losase, and therefore, if he would help, we're not Gozer in that case. They wouldn't be Gozer. So isn't that what the Machlokas is about? So the answer is no. Lo, to Kuli Amasari, maybe really all agree that it is an Asara. Everybody could agree against Abaya. Mar Savar Misayeya Gozer Be Rabbanan, Mar Savar Lo Gozer Be Rabbanan. So Machlokas, whether they're Gozer by Misayeya or not. There is an Arachayim HaKadosh, which the Milchas Chinuch likes also, in Bamidbar, in Perek Yud Ches, where he talks about there are different types of Misayeya, just like in Hilchos Shabbos. If it's a Misayeya that you're needed, and they wouldn't be able to do it without you, it's a very heavy door. So that's not just Misayeya, that's really doing it. But if it's a Misayeya, boy, they don't really need you, so then you would say it's less problematic. Two more minutes. Boy, Rabbi Avin. Olas Nedava Bitzibur Tarn Shiro Enatuna Shiro. In Olas Nedava. Seabor, does that need shir or not? Meaning, like the kites on his back, you have the extra shkalim that they use over the, in the summer during the quiet time of the, they used to bring karbanis. Does that need shira? Because we only know the karbatamid, the musav need shira. But does this need shira? Olo seichem amrachmana achas olas chovav achas olas nadava. Does the plural olo seichem include even olas nadava? O dilma olo seichem to kuli yisrael kamrachmana. Or only the olas on behalf of all the Jews. And the subject of the Gemara is that the tamid and the musav and all of those are on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. But the ketzim is beach ones that are brought just nadavis are not considered that. So do you need shira? So tashma vayomer chizkiyahu vayomer chizkiyahu said. So Rashi explains, what do you mean he said? Who did he say to? So the understanding is that he went to ask a shayla. He went to ask when he was being mechanech l'mizbeach again after his father Achaz is impurifying it and they're redoing it. So he goes, where are they going to start? Okay, we're here. So Chizkiyah, I'm sorry for the little interruption, the power just flickered, says Chizkiyah that he goes and asks the Shaila, Ubeis Hechel Ha'ola Hechel Shir Hashem HaChatzotos Ayde Kli David Melech Yisrael. So he asked, Bayomer, he asked whether this is appropriate. So Hai Shira, Maya Vidito, what Shira are we talking about there that he asked about? Ilema Da'olas Chova Lamaliyam Luche, that's a pasuk in Chumash. You don't have to ask. So El Olav to Olas Nadava. So isn't that a pasuk that they had Olas? They were, must have been brought Olas Nadavas, and they were singing. So I'm Rabbi Yosef. No, Lo Olas Rosh Chodesh Ave. It was Olas Rosh Chodesh, and therefore what? But Kami Boy Lahu. Right, Olas Rosh Chodesh. That's all. If it's the Tamid, if it's the Musaf, that's also Chov. No, the question was Mi Hukva Rosh Chodesh Bizmano Deli Karev Olo. Right, the Shaila was whether you. He was asking whether what day was Rosh Chodesh. That was the Shaila. So Gemara says Amalei Abaya. What are you talking about? You know what date this was? It was the 16th. It wasn't Rosh Chodesh. El Amar Arami Breder Abyeba Keves Habaim HaOmer Kami Boy Lahu. His Shiloh was the special carbon that goes with the carbon of Omer. And that's Shalmei Tzibor, the Keves. Mi Kava Rosh Chodesh Bizmano Delikriv Olo. Right now, this was the first day that they were Matar. They don't know from yesterday. Today was the first day they were Matar. So they don't know right now, based on earlier. That was the Kasha. Let's just do two more lines and then we'll finish. Maskel Rabbi of Alexi, Pesach Hechi Avid Matzah, Hechi Pesach Hechi Avid Matzah Hechi Achel. What did they do last night? You have to know about the, did they treat it as Pesach or not? You have to ask a Shaila, is it really the second day with the Omer? No. El Amar Avashi, Midahavi Ashlicha de Tzibura de Mimlech. Oh, you're right. Really, he didn't have to ask anything. He was just basically going Birshus. Asking, you know, like we say, Birshus. He didn't really have to. Just like a chazen. Even if the chazen is going up, he should ask, you know, should I, could I, can I start? So Hashadah says, Lachi, Afilu Teimo Laschova, Midahavi Ashlicha de Tzibura de Mimlech. So it might have been told about an Olaschova. So therefore, we don't have any rayas for Olas Nadava either way, so we'll have to try to continue to prove that tomorrow. So we'll talk a little bit tomorrow, maybe at the beginning, about the concept of saying Birshus or Savri, right, because that is quoted here in the Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today's Shia was sponsored. L'Rafua Shalema, Rafal Menachem, Bas, Shendel, Rivka, Batok, Shar, Chol, Yisrael. He should be Zochet to a full Rafua Shalema.